next. Taylor Swift. She's Irish. Well, kind of. Her great-great-great-grandparents left the Emerald Isle for the US in the 1830s. The Irish Immigration Museum found the link. Its CEO is Eilish Carew. Good afternoon, Eilish.
Good afternoon, Cian.
Tell us about the research. How did you find out about Taylor Swift's Irish roots?
So, well, it's well known that her great-great-grandfather, George Findlay, hails from Dublin. So we commissioned the Irish Family History Centre, they're our genealogy partners at EPIC, to delve in a little bit more and see if they could find out any more about the Findlay family that wasn't in the public domain. And we were absolutely astounded to find out, in fact, that Taylor Swift is a Derry girl.
She's a Derry girl. Now, we have limited time on this, but this all started with a love story on a ship from Derry to the United States in 1836. What happened?
Indeed, it's the love story before love story. So two young people immigrated from Derry that year. There were Susan Davis, who's a 21-year-old dressmaker, and Frances Gwynne, a 21-year-old weaver. They both left on that ship with groups of friends, groups of four and groups of five. And what we don't know is we know that they met on the ship together, and 3 years later they got married in Philadelphia. And they went on then to have six children.
Now, you have something in your hand there. You're going to frame it and send it to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I do, Cian. So we commissioned a really lovely illustrator, Louise O'Neill, to do this beautiful illustration to actually document the love story. So we have a beautiful print of this. It's framed, and we will be sending that to Taylor Swift because we are pretty sure that she is unaware of this Irish heritage.
Well, she can put it with all her awards and gold-plated records or whatever you get for a hit now. Eilish Carew, thanks for that. Taylor Swift will play the Aviva next week. And, you know, basically when you think about this, if you have Irish roots, if you're a superstar, it's really hard to shake it off.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.